Hello and Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Welcome to episode 32 of Parenting Autism.
This is actually take three of episode 32 because we're trying to get it better in 2020.
That's the truth. No.
I think the first take, Bryce had the
vacuum cleaner
going. Yes, that's his new obsession. And
the second one, I was fumbling all over my words, and I just cut it off.
And then take three, we weren't prepared with notes. So
take four, actually. Here we go.
Okay,
Roger. Hello, and Happy New Year,
Happy
everyone.
New Year.
So anyway, we're here, and this is Parenting Autism with Chris and Sandy Coulter.
I always like the blooper takes on TV, you know, like the outtakes where they mess up their lines.
Yes.
I think that's sometimes the best part of the show.
Sometimes it is, and we got some bloopers going today. Hey, if it's your first time, we want to welcome you and tell you we're not always this silly out the gate, but we do keep it real on here. This is just an insight into our home. We have our six-year-old son, Bryce, who was diagnosed with autism when he was two. And we're just kind of sharing our journey with the world because we know that how much it helped us when other people shared their journeys with us as we were on this. And we're still being benefit. You know, we benefit from parents who have been on this journey longer than us and kind of help us know what we, you know, we could possibly have to look forward to. And we understand every child is different. So we don't try to compare on here. We just talk about us and we talk about Bryce.
What works and what doesn't.
Yeah. What's working for us, what's not working for us, and what's going on in our world. And so today being the first episode of the new year and the new decade in 2020, we're going to reflect on 2019 a little bit. I recently did a blog post for Bryce, wrote it from his perspective of the top 25 accomplishments for this past year. And it was a really great year. And, you know, there was some dark times that I went through, really, more so than you this time. It just kind of hit me in the fall. But, you know, I wanted to really focus on all of the good things that happened this past year. And after writing this, my heart just, it's been soaring because he has come such a long way and he has accomplished so much. And I know that there's a long road ahead of us, but I am really excited just to see what this year holds for us. So we'll talk about that a little bit and, you know, some current events that are happening that we're working on with him and share a little bit of, you know, what we hope to see happen in 2020.
I like New Year's because, I don't know, it feels like you have a fresh, clean slate to work with. Even though it's not like tomorrow is different from yesterday, it's just, I don't know.
It's a mindset, right?
It is a mindset. The calendar year changed and you reflect and you look forward.
Well, I think that's maybe it because we all are so busy and we go, 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 go. And we take time at the beginning of a new year and at the end of a year to reflect. And I don't think we always take time in the present to kind of see where we're at and where we've been and where we can go. So it's just that time of year to do that. So with Bryce, the first accomplishment that I listed was big because he actually graduated from two schools in 2019. He graduated from his VPK at a typical Christian school that we were able to put him in, and he made it, you know, which was a big, big deal. He had the right support team there that really helped him stay focused, and that was wonderful. And he, at the same time, in the mornings, he would go to a special needs class through our public school system for VPK and also get his education there. And some of his therapies were there as well. And so he had that school in the morning and he had his Christian school in the afternoon.
I think all in all, he did well in both of those.
I think he did too. And that was a big accomplishment. And we're really, really proud of all the work that he put into that. And then the second big accomplishment I listed is that he is sleeping in his own bed all by himself all night long now. And it's with no complaints. We've got our little routine. He reads his favorite book. You know, he does sleep with a flashlight. and and the light that you put on the smokestack of it. He has a Thomas the Train bed, and so there's like a
one of those push button lights.
Yeah, it's a push button light, which was better because we had the diffuser that he wanted every night, and then we'd have to get up and turn that off. But now he can turn the button on and off himself, which has been really great. And so that's worked out really well, and we're so proud of him because, you know, I know with autism, some kids seek sensory touch and some it's an aversion, but for Bryce, he seeks it. So he likes touch and he likes to be snuggled to us. So for him to go over and sleep in his own bed by himself was a big deal.
Yeah, and exactly how did we do that? Would he told him that when he turned six that he had to...
Well, yeah, and if you listen to the podcast earlier last year, we did one about our 2019 goals, and that was one of them. And because Bryce always looks forward to things, like, you know, when he's 16, he can scan barcodes it's all about when he turns a certain age what he can do. So we played off of that and started telling him last January that when he turned 6 years old he could sleep all by himself in his Thomas bed. And so it took him about a week, and then we kept saying, "You're 6 years old," and then that one night he just kind of said out loud to himself, "You're 6 years old," and he got up and he went in his bed and he slept there the whole night. It was like he needed that courage to do it. And now he'll be proud and he'll tell people, "Well, you bribed him with the waffle at first."
Well, I think for the first week or two, we bribed him with a couple of extra things to stay in his bed. And then now we don't have to. He's there and he's good.
Yeah, he's really good. So that was a big, big accomplishment for 2019. He also has expanded his diet menu in 2019. He eats a lot more veggies. He's very open to trying new foods now, which is huge. And I think a lot of that probably began when we changed up his diet and we removed the dairy and the gluten. I think it just changed his palate and got him out of that constant craving for the gluten, because he was a gluten kid, no doubt. And it's not that he doesn't have it at all anymore, because sometimes that's hard to avoid, but it doesn't consume him, and he does not have it. He doesn't have it on a daily basis.
You know what else I'm thankful for is that we never introduced him to candy or sugar. That, I don't even know why, but that was a big thing for me that he... And to this day, we walk into a grocery store, he does not know what a candy bar looks like.
No.
I mean, and it's totally awesome. He has all of his teeth. He has no cavities. You know, there's no sugar addiction. There's no hyperactivity because of sugar, because he's simply not getting it.
Well, and he doesn't drink soda.
He drinks water. Apple juice.
Yeah.
So that's just a blessing.
Yeah,
blessing.
And I think, again, that like leaves him more open to enjoying
other foods
and the veggies. And he likes the fruits. So that's his sweet and his sugars that he gets, the natural sweeteners. That was a big, big accomplishment there. And we were even able to take him off of some of the veggie supplements that we had him on, because we can get him stuff now in regular food. So that was a big one. He is now able to feed himself independently with a fork with his hot dogs, which is a big deal. And he also feeds himself independently with a spoon when he eats his special yogurt that he has. It's a dairy-free yogurt that he really loves. And he doesn't want us to feed him. It's a big deal if we even take the spoon.
I think it's, for those that are listening, is it by Silk almond milk yogurt chocolate?
Yes. Yeah, it's a dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he really likes that. Yeah. So that has been, you know, a big thing, because other foods that he regularly has are finger foods, you know, like chips or grapes are his go-to snacks. But we're happy that he's able to get that grip and feed himself. So we'll keep working on that. Another accomplishment is that in 2019, he really started to figure out friends and notice his peers, where before he didn't. And that's something that we're going to continue to work on in 2020. But that was a big accomplishment for him, because prior to that, he really hardly acknowledged any other kid, even in the room. But I think putting him in the Christian school where he went out on the playground and they interacted a little bit differently than they did at a special needs school, you know, he really was drawn to a couple of particular kids. And now when he sees kids his age at a playground or somewhere, he calls them friends. You know, everybody's a friend. Mm-hmm. But at least he, you know, that's one big step in the right direction for his social interaction that I know we got to work on. And then also he is washing himself in the bathtub and in the shower. And I think you even have a new development that maybe started this year, right?
Oh, he's washing his hair.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I didn't put that in there because that wasn't happening yet.
Yeah. So I still have to guide him to wash himself. Like he'll take the loofah with the soap on it and he'll start. But I think his mind just goes to other places. Like he just shoots out random thoughts during the day. We were talking about that earlier, you know, and he just gets so distracted on something. So I'll tell him, don't forget your feet. And then he'll wash his feet, you know, that type of thing. But just in the past month or so, I felt like he was ready to wash his own hair. You know, it the shampoo, you know, it does hurt your eyes because we don't use. There's a certain shampoo out there that is a baby shampoo that doesn't hurt your eyes, but it also contains formaldehyde. So we stopped using that, and we're back to regular shampoo. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I thought, well, let me see if he can do that. So I told him to hold out his hands. I put some in his hands. I'm like, okay, rub your hands together. And then rub all over your head. And he does it really good. And he tolerates the shampoo very well. And I think that kind of helps him in a way that he's doing it because it's predictable.
True.
That he's washing his hair and I'm not washing it. And then he rinses it all by himself. He's doing a great job.
That's a really good point because with Bryce, anytime he senses he has more of control over a situation with that anticipation, it alleviates his anxiety and his fears. Mm-hmm. So he knows when the soap's going on his head, shampoo, because he's doing it. That probably,
yeah,
I can see where that makes a lot of sense. So yeah, that's a great job. And I think one of our goals would be, we'll start telling him now, you know, when you're 7, you can shower all by yourself. And mm-hmm. I think we'll just start that dialogue now to prep him. And he won't be 7 until October, but 10 months is about what he needs to be prepped for that. So mm-hmm. that will be good. And that's what we'll do.
And if you're looking for a more natural type of soap, shampoo type thing, which we still use, Dr. Bonner's, just look him up, Dr. Bonner's. And I don't, maybe we'll put a link in the show notes.
Yeah, we can do that.
That's a real natural soap without any of the chemicals in it. So.
Very good. Yeah, Chris is our researcher in the Coulter Hotel, and he finds all these good products for us, and we appreciate you, babe. Mm. Keep us healthy. Another goal for 2020, for sure. So some fun things and accomplishments that Bryce had this year. We took him to Walt Disney World. We live about 2 hours from there, and we had received gift cards last year for Christmas and birthday so that we could all go. And we did a podcast about that as well and a lot of tips for traveling there. But for me, it was a big deal that he was able to ride 10 different rides, and we didn't realize how much negatively it impacted him on the roller coaster until, you know, later, because that's Bryce. He doesn't let us really know about things until later that they upset him. But on that day, he really did enjoy it, and we had fun, and he tolerated the crowds. He did fantastic with the characters, and it was a really fun day.
I think at that, in the moment, the thrill outweighed his anxiety, so that he did do those things.
Well, but I think he also reflects on everything, which is why we have Bryce's random thoughts around here. And, you know, I think he started reflecting, especially on Thunder Mountain Railroad, which when we took him on there, it had been, I can't even tell you how many years since I had ridden that roller coaster. So I could not remember how dark and how loud that was and the echoes. And that, I mean, yes, we were covering his ears, but I think he was just reflecting on that. And then it's like, you know what? I did it. but I'm out. I'm not done. Doing that again. Yeah.
So guess what? We don't need to go to the theme parks anymore.
No, Yay! We don't. we're on hiatus. So, yeah. So, but that was a very fun family day and a big accomplishment for him. And then he got to also go on a construction site through a friend that we have. She was able to connect us with a construction site where Bryce actually got to go onto a bulldozer and walk over to the crane and operate both of those machines. And yeah. Oh my goodness, he didn't want to leave. Like, he wanted to close down shop that day.
He did.
We thought it would be like an hour. No, we were there for 4 hours.
Yes,
and
he loved it.
So you know who you are, who hooked us up, because, you know, I don't want to get you in any trouble. Yeah. But we thank you.
And he was on the machine with the operator, you know. So
He was pulling the levers. But he had his construction helmet on. He had his construction vest on. And that was a really, really cool adventure and a great accomplishment for him this past year. And another one this year was that he got to learn to drive go-karts all by himself. I think it was last January when it was cooler here. We took him out to the go-kart place and he rode with you initially. And then you asked him if he wanted to do the smaller track by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. And boy, did he take to that.
Yeah, he likes machines that move fast.
Yeah, I would say anything aerodynamic or mechanical speed, he's there. But yeah, so he's a great driver. He loves that. And that was a really cool thing for him. And another fun thing that he got to do through a connection that we have was go to one of the airports that we have near us and go actually into the control tower and see how everything works up there.
And we got a tour around the airport, which was amazing. And
because our tour guide knew exactly where to park so we could see the planes coming in and going from the best perspective. And Bryce, I mean, I think that he was already interested in planes at that point, but it has definitely deepened his interest in planes. Like right now, he wants you to tell him every single part of a plane and how it works. And
before that experience, we would just go to the airport and watch them land and take off. And, you know, he was very excited about that. But with, you know, his language is coming now. And so he is asking questions, which is another great thing.
Yeah. And I was telling you the other day, I feel like he's kind of at that toddler age of age 3 when they start saying, what's that? What's that? Why? What's that? What's that do? What's that?
As far as his language.
Yeah. And his curiosity and his interest is really it. You know, maybe before he did or didn't want to know and he didn't know how to ask it. But now we are constantly getting asked, what's this? What's this? What's this? He wants to know not just what it is, what it does. He will always say, read the sentence, read the sentence. If he sees any letters,
he wants to know
how to read it and what it does. And you know, it's really cool to see this. So we're like at all new levels in that regard.
What number are we at?
We are at number 11.
Okay.
And so, speaking of airplanes, he got to fly on 8 different airplanes this past year. And he would give each of the pilots a high five. And he usually would choose the window seat. He likes that best. He has zero fear of flying. He likes being up in the clouds. He likes looking down at the land. When we're coming down or if we're over water, it thrills him. So we do have our tickets purchased for another trip later this year. And it's always exciting to have something on the calendar for us.
Yeah. And just to clarify, we didn't take 8 vacations. Those included legs of flight.
We had 3 vacations, 2 planned and 1 hurricane escape. So that's how it got to be so many flights. But for Bryce, he wouldn't mind escaping, you know, every weekend if he could go on a plane. Yeah. But that was a big deal for him. We also took him to the Kennedy Space Center for the first time in June. Got him a season pass. I don't know how many times you guys have been there, but it's been a lot. And has been a great discovery and accomplishment for him this year.
It's only about an hour and a half away from us. So he really likes rockets and everything that has to do with rockets. And speaking of which, I think there's a launch coming up in the next few days, a nighttime launch. So I probably won't take him up there for that, but we could definitely go over to the beach because it is later at night, and I don't want them to get to bed too late.
Right. And then we went to three different train museums this year, and he really does take some interest in that. I think his favorite part is actually getting inside of a train. He likes to run through the car of a train. Mm-hmm. He finds the engine, especially steam engines, fascinating. And even the caboose, you know, he likes all of that kind of stuff.
They have a lot of buttons and levers. So, yeah.
So we went to one in Canada, and we went to one in Nebraska, and we went to one in Iowa. I think we had three of those. So then he also has been riding his bike a lot. He rides with training wheels, but one thing that he did with his school was he rode for a bike-a-thon, and he was able to raise over $200 for St. Jude's Hospital. And even though he doesn't really know what that means, it was important for us because, you know, Bryce has spent a lot of time in the hospital when he was first born, and I just can't even imagine having your child at St. Jude's, you mm-hmm. know, fighting cancer. So that we were able to, you know, all of our friends reach out to them and get those donations for that. I think that was a really cool accomplishment for him to have this year.
What number?
We are at number 15.
15.
I'm moving, baby. I'm moving.
No, I think numbers are good.
Okay, good. Okay, so you want me to introduce number 15?
Yeah.
There you go. So Bryce rode on a little boat for the first time this year when we were in Canada. And we were surprised how willingly and easily that transpired.
Yeah, it was a small John boat type thing with an engine on it. And we weren't sure how he was going to do with the noise mm-hmm. and being in the water.
Right.
But he really liked it.
Very much so. And he even said to you, I said, is the engine too loud? He goes, it's kind of like a go-kart. So
yeah, it did sound he's like
okay
a go-kart
for go-kart.
Engine, yeah.
And that's what it sounded like to him. And he thoroughly loved that. So that was a really cool experience for him. Mm-hmm. And number 16 was he discovered his favorite fair ride, which is the Ferris wheel. When we took him to the fair last year, we went on dollar night because we never know with Bryce from year to year if he's going to like the rides or not like the rides has mm-hmm. been our experience. But last year in 2019, he did like a lot of the little kiddie rides, but his favorite by far was the Ferris wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So when we went to Atlanta, we were able to take him on the big Ferris wheel there. And when we went to Canada, they happened to be having their summer carnival fair there, so he got to ride a Ferris wheel again. So he has big love for the Ferris wheel, and that will be coming to town, I think, next month in February.
That's
so
true. Gosh,
right, yeah, right. So Bryce will be. I think he'll be really excited to do that again. So that was a big accomplishment.
Fairs are okay. Theme parks, not so much.
Not so much. And we talked about that, and I really think the reason why is like when we like Disney and Legoland. You know, the whole bust there with Legoland. When you get there, they put you in those lines that are like you're between bars. So there's no freedom to that.
Oh, you can't escape.
You feel trapped.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to the fair, you're just standing out in a free line.
True.
So if you want to change your mind,
you can leave anytime.
That's it. And I think he picks up on that. I really do.
Plus,
I think that contributes.
At the theme park, you're in the line. And you can see so far ahead of you, and then you turn the corner when you finally get up to that point, and you're like, oh, I'm still not close to the entrance of the ride. I'm in this other room now with
True.
All these people.
So it takes a long, long time. Yeah. So anyway, so thankfully, he likes the fair, and it's a lot less expensive, and it only comes once a year, so we're pretty happy about that.
Yeah, we're happy with that.
Number 17 was... he started his occupational therapy in the fall, and it was really, really hard for him. He does not like the swings. He doesn't like that feeling. How do you describe that? Like
motion?
I think he likes motion. He has no problem with that. Like at the Ferris wheel, free, like where you don't feel like you're enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the swing?
Yeah.
Darn it. I'm not an occupational therapist, and I can't think of the term that they use.
Where his body is in space.
Where he's in space. That's mm-hmm. it. Exactly. And he really, really struggles with that. But
but now he's doing good.
He is, and that's the big accomplishment that I put. You know, his therapist did a great job of having him fly, and I mean, it was weeks of him crying, like really crying, that he didn't want to go because he was scared. But he's overcome that, and I'm really proud of him, and that's a big accomplishment. And then also, he's getting his private speech therapy 3 times a week, and his language has really, really begun to flourish. He is now speaking in sentences. Which is a huge accomplishment. I mean, we obviously still have a lot of areas that we're working on, but that was one of the goals. A big goal was for him to, you know, start putting more words together and be able to speak in complete sentences. And he is doing that a lot.
Yeah, he's doing short sentences. Yep.
Yep. So I'm very, very happy with him. I mean, he's not conversational, but he's able to tell us so much. So big accomplishments there. He also started his ABA behavior therapy, and we've now taken that to 6 days a week. He does work, quote unquote, work 5 days a week, which means he has to, you know, earn his tokens to do what they want him to do in order to get his prize, which right now he likes to zip line in our backyard for 3 minutes. But on Saturdays, we now have implemented that so that we can take him out into public places where there are other children and start to work on the social aspect for him, which is what we ended up doing yesterday at the playground. But Bryce, he's so funny because he knows that on Saturday, no work. And so he told Miss Melanie yesterday, he's like, no work today. No work today on the zip line. No 3 minutes.
He didn't want a timer.
He did not want a timer. He wanted to just do it as long as he wanted to do it. So it was really cute. But, you know, he's been a trooper about that. I can see already great results where they're working with him. They're working with him on signs,
street signs,
and he's recognizing them when we're out. They're working with him on emotions, and that's a huge one. And to me, that's a big accomplishment.
He has learned a lot about emotions since they've been working with him on that.
Yes.
So
he is able to.
Now he's able to tell us.
He tells us his emotions, and he calls us out on our emotions. And I think it's wonderful. And when we need to correct him, we will. But when we don't, we're like, you're right, you know?
Yeah. I think it's so good that I'm homeschooling him, so I'm teaching him words and spelling and sounds and math. And then when ABA comes, they're teaching him things about the street signs and emotions, things that aren't normally covered
with school.
With school, and not that I've seen as of yet, you know. So it's a great extension of our homeschool curriculum, and it flows.
It really, really does. So that is great. And then one more therapy that he got to experience, but only at the end of the year, because we're going to roll into it in 2020. But he's going to start the equine horse therapy. And I think that's going to be really good for him. He took very well as far as like walking the horse. And then,
Yeah, before he wouldn't even get near horses because I took him to a horse rescue one time. And he just really didn't have any interest of getting anywhere near them or touching them. He did go into, it's not a pen, it's a, what's the word I'm looking for?
Stall?
Not a stall. It was an open area.
A corral?
Maybe. with some miniature horses. He did go in there, and I think he touched one of them at that time. But he was like, all done, and we left.
Well, he's not an animal person by nature.
No.
Live animals. No. He doesn't take much interest in them.
Dogs are hit or miss. You know, he's kind of scared of dogs at first, and then he's better once he's there with them for a little bit.
But like when we've taken him to petting zoos or a regular zoo, he's not.
I asked
really
him if he wanted to go to the zoo the other day. He's like, nope.
Yeah.
I said, you want to see animals? Nope.
Yeah, it's just not his thing. But I think the horse therapy, he does seem interested, and I think that would be a good thing.
So that's
a good accomplishment
now,
for him. All right, the last five we'll go through here quickly. You kind of touched on 21, which was, you know, I was proud of him for trying kindergarten, even though we learned later he was very scared of the unpredictability of fire alarms. But he transitioned into homeschool beautifully. And really, you two together, I am beyond amazed and pleased as to how well it's going.
He grew to learn. It's been a blessing.
Yeah. So that was a great one. Another accomplishment was he was able to tell us in 2019 for the first time, I love you. mm-hmm. independently.
That was right after we took him out of public school.
Yeah, that's when he told you. I think I got it a little earlier in the year.
You did.
But only twice, you know, and mm-hmm. it comes randomly.
Yeah.
And he did tell his Auntie Sue randomly, I love you. And she started crying, mm-hmm. you know, and yeah. I thought at that point that he would start saying it more, but he hasn't. And it's been months.
Right.
You know, he shows us all the time. He just like comes up and kisses me and loves on me, but he does not utter those mm-hmm. words verbally. But that was a big deal, you know, for 2019 to hear that. And any parent out there who has a child on the spectrum who also isn't able to verbalize that to you, or it took a long time for you to hear it, I know you can appreciate that. 23 was he really improved on his soccer drills this year, his soccer drills, his soccer skills. He was playing with the other kids. And, you know, Bryce loves to run. And so that's a really good sport for him because he can be out on the field and running. And, you know, and it's a safe environment because it's kind of like a Special Olympics. He's not equipped yet to play in a regular league, but we're really grateful that he has this opportunity.
I think last year they just kind of played around with the ball, and then this year it was a little more organized.
It was definitely,
and he
yeah.
did well with the organization. He followed along very well.
He did. He really, really enjoyed it, and he asked for it, so that was a good thing. Mm-hmm. And then 24, I put on there that Bryce really enjoyed going to the church and picking up trash for God with Mr. Brian and mm-hmm. with Daddy.
Yeah.
And you guys would go on Tuesdays. It was part of his routine.
Yeah, I'm a little sad that we didn't continue that, but our schedule is just slam-packed, and I hope that we can get back to that at some point. Yeah, so we missed Mr. Brian. Mr. Brian moved away to Tennessee, and he was a great influence to Bryce.
He was very, you know, you talk about acceptance.
Understanding.
Yeah. And he just embraced Bryce.
He's like, you guys can come anytime, you know,
yeah.
you can pick up, you know, trash anytime. You just tell me and yeah. we can do it.
It's really awesome.
Yeah.
So. And I think families who are listening to us that have children on the spectrum, you understand that not everybody gets your child, and they don't, you know, mm-hmm. and it's okay. But for those who do, and those who really accept you and your family unit for who you are and all that comes with that, there's really something special to that.
And yeah, and I know a lot of people out there that go to church or that can't go to church because they have a fear for their child at church. Encourage your church to do something like ours does with the buddy ministry, where it's one-on-one. They're one-on-one with your child while you get to enjoy service, and they do activities and they learn about God. And it's such a blessing for us to be able to attend church, because if our church did not have the buddy ministry, we would be watching it on TV or listening to it somewhere at home.
Right.
You know,
which is okay. And we've done that before, especially when he was an infant and we couldn't attend church with him. But there's nothing like being there live and feeling like you get to mm-hmm. be a part of the church family
and
again.
Seeing your family, friends.
Yeah, yeah. So it is really good. You know, today we picked him up from his church class, and Miss Debbie brought him out, and he told us his Bible verse. You know, mm-hmm. he was reading it now. He's
so
not
excited.
Just memorizing
yes.
it. He was reading yes. his Bible verse. And that's so exciting for us. So that's yeah. a huge accomplishment as well. Mm-hmm. You know, and his reading is a big, big accomplishment.
Yeah.
That I didn't specify with homeschool, but yeah, he's yeah. really starting to read. So we're super excited. And then the last thing I listed, because it was the time of year, is just that this year accomplishment was that he was just so much more engaged in with Christmas, and he had much more of an understanding with Santa. And he even Bryce random thought today that elves are making toys now, you know, so like he's still thinking about those things, but he's getting that concept.
We're walking into church, he's Santa's or the elves are making toys.
Yep, you know, that's what he was thinking about walking into church today.
Really? Okay. It's not so what anyway. I was thinking, but okay.
Yeah, so, you know, that's like a recap, but it's exciting to just think about all the things that he's accomplished this year and all that God has done in our lives, which I'm not going to get into all of that, but you and I talked about that, and that was just good for us to do. We were out on a date, and we were able to just sit and reflect, and, you know, we said, what's the top five things, you know, and just naming off, and we could have just kept going. It was hard to pick five top ones because it's just really been that kind of year where we've just had an abundance of blessings and, you know, just with our marriage and our family. And yeah, it's been really, really good. And I think, you know, I'm not one to set a ton of goals, but I do like to have a vision. I do like to have something to work toward and something, you know, to see that we're going to happen. So we didn't put them in writing just yet. We've talked about doing that, and we've kind of, you know, chatted about these things. But I do want to have things that we put in writing here in the office so that we see them, you know, as visual reminders. And let's make those written goals for Bryce, you know, like we're talking about him showering himself independently. You know, and independence is a big word that comes up often with autism, because that's one of the things we really want to work toward, because what comes natural for some kids just doesn't come natural for Bryce.
Right.
And improving his social interaction is definitely something that I want. And I can't even like say with specifically, like, you know, in his therapy world, they have specific goals written and meeting those and mastering goals, you know, all those kind of terms. I'm not about that, but I just want to see progress, and I know what areas I want him to improve in, and the areas, you know, obviously would be independence. I want him to be able to dress himself and undress himself independently 100%. And I am bad about, like this morning for church, I just automatically help him get dressed. Well, and it's probably because we're on our way out the door.
And we're running late.
Yeah. You know, well, or we're running on time. And if I let him take his time, then obviously, yeah, then you know, because it still takes a full hour from bell to bell to get out the door.
At least.
Yeah. It was funny today, though, because I was putting his socks on him and he says, good shimmy shimmy, mommy. I'm like, what does that mean, right? And then you're like, that's what Miss Melanie tells him when he puts his socks on, shimmy shimmy, shimmy. Yeah. So I did a good job putting his socks on today because I did a good shimmy shimmy, but that's kind of cute. But I'm like, hey, at least he's learning how to put his socks on. And that's what we love about being able to have our ABA team now is, you know, they're here to help support us, you know, with teaching him those kind of things. Yeah. So I'm just so, so grateful to have these things back in our world and to help us, because we made it through most of the year without the assistance, but it is definitely, it's relieved a lot of stress and anxiety for us, you know, by having this team in place to continue to help Bryce this year.
Yeah. Yep. It's been great. I want to give a shout out to our listeners in Algeria.
Yes.
We're apparently number one podcast there in Algeria under families, I think, or parenting. And also saw a lot of listeners in Italy. So we're just, we're reaching the whole globe, and that's, it's very exciting. It's very exciting.
It is exciting. And, you know, as we're talking about goals for 2020, you and I have claimed, and we've mentioned it in a past podcast, but simplify is our word, you know, and we're going through our house now and we're doing like a deep cleanse, a lot
That's
of simplifying.
Our 2020 word of the year.
Simplify. It is. And we're also like really trying to manage our time well. You know, everybody gets the same 24 hours every day. It's just, what do you do with it? And, you know, I even changed my schedule at work, so it's a little more consistent and simplified that, and I'm excited about that. And we're just making some personal changes. And, you know, one thing for us is that we know that this podcast is our calling, and we're excited just to continue to do this, but we're getting some equipment that we can have guests on occasionally. But I think for the most part, it's going to stay you and I talking about our life and about Bryce. And then we'll bring in some people that can also
help,
you know, help share some more perspectives. Yeah. But it's really, it's, you know, for us, this is just our outlet to share. And we love it when people reach out to us and we're able to, you know, when you send us a note and you tell us that we've been an encouragement to you or that, you know, it's helped you in some way, that's the kind of positive feedback that fuels us.
That encourages us, you know.
For sure, yeah. You know, that.
Or leaving a review.
That's what it's about. And when we get a review, like we got one recently and it was, you know, I just read that and my heart soared. And, you know, those are the kind of things that I want to see continue to happen, you know, in this next year. And I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I think our last piece of equipment will be here in the next week or two. And then we can schedule our first guest. So that's exciting for 2020.
That is exciting for 2020. So I think that will be a good recap today. And we've got some other stuff we'll be talking about. And we're going to try to get on here. You know, it's hard for us to commit every week to a certain day. So we appreciate you coming back when we do have one released. If you subscribe, it will automatically notify you when we have a new episode. But right now, again, we're trying to simplify life. We can't say that every Tuesday you're going to hear a podcast from us. We just can't. So why would I set myself up for that kind of stress? You know what I mean? And I applaud those who are able to do that. Yeah. More power to you. God bless you and keep on keeping on. But for us,
we want them to be the best they can be. And
we want to be in a good frame of mind and we want to bring material that's going to add value to your life and not just talk to talk and not to do an episode just to fill a space. You know what I mean?
And so, if you're looking for, you know, some inspiration or material in between podcasts, you can go to our new blog on our website, parentingautismshow.com, and just click on the blog. And at the end of last year, we started the blog and it's
and we're going to continue to do that because it's one thing for us to sit here and talk together, but sometimes we have things on our mind that's easier for us to write out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's different topics, too. So.
It is.
And I just put a couple of cool ABA-related forms in one of the blog posts. So if you go to our resources tab on our website, you'll also have access to those. So with that, we can wrap up our first podcast of 2020.
Yeah, thanks for reflecting on 2019 with us. And really, a sincere, heartfelt thank you to all of you who have been listening to us this past year, supporting this podcast, giving us feedback. Oh. Bryce, you want to say something to everybody?
Say Happy New Year.
Come here.
Happy New Year.
Okay. Yay. All right. We'll
see you next time. We thank you and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.